This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good afternoon, Rutherford County. Want to let you know that the first half of this show is brought to you by Pirtle and Howerton Automotive. And everybody knows that's in Shebaville, Tennessee. And Mark Pirtle is John Howerton are the owners. And, of course, Mark lives right here in Murfreesboro and has does so much for the community. And you can see his name and his accomplishments almost anywhere you go in Rutherford County. And they have a car dealership there, and it's in Shebaville on the left before you get into town. And if you're looking for a Ford, Mercury, Chevrolet, Buick, or GMC, that's the place to go. And you can reach them toll-free, 1-800-264-6800, or on the internet, pirtlehowerton.com. And it's a beautiful drive out 231 South. And if nothing else, go out and look at the scenery, and when you arrive at the car lot, the car dealership, go in and see some of the nicest people that you've ever talked with. I love running into nice people. And this morning, my sweet cousin, Angie Kleino McFarland came by, or Angie McFarland Kleino came by, and we just sat and had the best time, and we were talking about the blueberry patch that she has out on Gum Road. And it's been an unusual year. Of course, we've all seen the weather. I mean, all the cold in the wintertime, and goes right straight into the heat of the summertime. And but we've had a pretty good growing year. In fact, Angie Blueberry Farm year was almost too good. And something happened, Brian, that I have never heard of in my life. And she was telling me this morning that she had to locked down the blueberry farm because of birds. And I don't know why, but which bird would you guess was coming in large flocks to attack the blueberries?
Bluebirds?
Do you know, John?
Turkeys.
No.
No.
No. Two wrongs.
Uh-oh.
Robins. Have
really?
You ever heard of robins eating blueberries? I always thought they were birds who would attack pests, and it's the first time I've ever heard of that. And it's funny what you learn and by listening to people, and it is so much fun to me. That's what makes life what all about, and that's having friends and close family members that you can sit down and converse with. And I keep hearing this funny sound that seems to be reverberating off of the or echoing off of the walls. And I have Mr. John Frost here today.
And Truman, here's another great tune.
Hey, that was great. can we hear another version of that?
All right.
Ooh.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
John, who has been a friend of mine for many, many years, first met him in Eagleville, where he was from. And one of the most beautiful parts of Rutherford County is Eagleville. And I always try to have as many people as I can who lived and grew up in that particular part of the community, because there's been so much history there. But you cannot go to Eagleville without saying the word Frost. It's impossible, because they're everywhere all over that place.
Yeah, both sides of my family are from that area. My great-grandfather Holton was from that area as well. So both sides of Frost and the Holtons, and we're kin of the Carltons and kin of the Burnses, and family. Boy, we used to have family gatherings. I hate we don't do that. I mean, we had one the other day that was nice out at the park at Barfield Crescent. But boy, we would have some family reunions. It'd take a large building.
Large. I don't think you could get all those people in a building.
It was amazing how many. Daddy and, of course, my dad and all of them have already passed and gone on, but through the music, through the gospel singing that my dad and his brothers of Frost Seniors Quartet did, and then my brothers, just Frost Brothers Quartet, and we sang all over the country and Canada and places. And Dad, it's amazing how many people you meet and how many lives you touch. and friends you make. It's just wonderful. Music has just been, it's like we're talking about birds. Well, you know, everybody has such a hard time figuring out what their call is, quote unquote. Well, you know, cows moo and birds sing, so I guess I'm a bird. I like to sing. It's just natural, and it's...
I'm not going to say what kind of bird you are.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
but
check, you, check.
Who was the one that actually started the Frost singing? I mean, where did that begin
All right. My granddad, who lived to be 97 years old.
I mean, you guys live forever.
Yeah. He was something, the greatest man I ever knew in my life. He had the boys singing, and he called him, I think it was Reuben's Rhythm Masters or something like that. Real neat. And then that was back in the 1920s when they were just growing up. They started singing, and all four brothers sang, Ray, Roy, Rob, and Daddy, Roscoe. And they sang and traveled, you know, and back then, if they made $5, they thought they'd done had a big day. Of course, you could buy something with $5 back then. Can you imagine going to the gas pump and say, and people would come out with a hat and a smile and clean your window. Here's $5, and they'd be cleaning your window and doing all that and tickled to death because you just filled up your car.
And give you back $4
and 50
cents,
change.
Probably.
Yeah, in the 20s, it was, I can remember when it was a quarter a gallon.
Oh, I can too.
Oh, man, if I had, you know, you'd fill your car up with $4.
Used to have gas wars, which that shows you how much overage we had of oil at that time. And I never will forget, it dropped down to 17 cents one time, and that was at Mitchell's Grocery on Woodbury Highway.
Wow.
And you think about that now. I drive by, but it seems like at times that everybody's on the same page, every gas station around here, because you'll go around 450, 450, wherever you go. But there's always a maverick or somebody that breaks away from that, thank goodness.
Yeah,
they'll drop it down 10-15 cents a gallon,
yeah.
and if you look at it, all the cars will converge on that one.
I mean
people are actually out shopping for gas now and for the prices, and who would ever thought that we would see that? Of course, we were shopping back then, but of course you didn't really have to back then. It was low,
and it was amazing. Back to the singing thing, my granddaddy Reuben started them singing. They would sing, and granddaddy didn't sing that I know of. He would sit there on the front pew and amen and pat his foot. And
that was your granddad, not your great granddad.
My granddad, Reuben, Reuben Andrew Jackson Frost.
Ooh, I love that name.
Yeah, really, really nice. But he lived to be 97. He was plowing a garden when he was 95 working a mule.
You have got to be kidding.
No, I'm talking a garden. I mean, granddaddy would have 200 tomato plants.
Mm.
Can you imagine that?
Growing his own food. I mean, you can't think of anything healthier than then out there getting all that exercise working.
And he worked and worked, and they eat a lot of salt, and of course, a lot of things they ate you shouldn't have ate, but it sure didn't hurt them.
Well, the salt was he would sweat that out, he didn't have
any.
They said
he'd come in from work and his clothes would be white with salt, but it didn't have any. He'd sweat it out because he worked so hard, and he would always take time, though. He would leave work and come in, change clothes, eat a bite, then he'd go fishing. So he had always worked, and he'd go down a little pond, sit there and catch a little bluegill and stuff, you know.
He had an ideal life.
He did.
You think of it now. We sit inside when it gets hot in the air conditioning, and I was talking to my cousin Angie this morning, and she gets out on her tractor and will stay out there all during the heat. And basically what it is, she's acclimated to it, and I think the most unhealthy thing that you can do is go in and out. Go into the cold house, out in the hot. And you and I didn't grow up in a time where they had air conditioning or anything like that. And
we didn't have it. We had. I remember Truman, and it was in the 60s or something. We had indoor plumbing. We thought, man, we'd have moved uptown.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I think I was a kid in the sixth grade, so it would have been in the 60s. And I thought, man, we are uptown now. You know,
I think we had things more together back then.
We did. It was a much, much more pleasant time. We worry about everything now. We're in a constant hurry to get here, get there. And you can't get there because everybody else is doing the same thing. And I don't know. I think we've advanced in a lot of ways, but I'm afraid we've we've gone backwards in a lot of ways too, that we should have held on to some old stuff that we used to have.
I want to tell you one thing that I really remember before I forget it, because I wanted to mention it on the air. How much I admired you and your brothers when your mom had passed away, because you had told me that you were going to do some songs at the funeral. And I said, how in the world? I said, I don't think I could do that. But she had requested it
a long time ago, before she passed.
And she was going to make sure that you did it.
Yeah, and if I hadn't done it, Miss Nanny Lou would probably be pecking on my shoulder at night, wondering. she was a sweetheart, man. I just loved her to death. And
you didn't miss a beat. I mean, it was one of the best songs I've ever heard you guys sing.
I told my brothers, I brought my guitar, and I told my brothers, I said, Mama wanted us to sing. I said, she told me time and time and time again. And I said, let's do it. And we got in there and we did, I think, as good a job as we'd ever done on those songs. Or however many we sang, I can't remember. Zach was at Lawrence Funeral Home out at Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, she was grinning. She was looking down, smiling. Her boys sang at her funeral, which is what she wanted. So.
And isn't that something, how moms have such an amazing influence on you and how you carry yourself during life. And you've really done well, John.
You've
reached the top of country music. You've been on the Grand Ole Opry, member of the Grand Ole Opry for years.
About 20 years.
And had one of the best groups. Traveled all over the world, whether it be on land, sea or whatever.
Yeah. We did so many cruises, I felt like we needed some kind of stripes or something on our shirts. We did 62 weeks of cruises over the years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, sure did.
And country music has just really spanned. It almost mirrors life as how it's changed in this country. And I can remember working at the old bus station where some of the entertainers would actually travel by Greyhound bus. They'd come in and check their guitars or whatever equipment they had, or I mean, we're talking about big name stars, not only in country but also in pop would come through here. And now if they're traveling by bus, it's their own bus, about $1.5 million bus, and traveling all over the place.
I remember the first, and gospel music started that out. They started the bus thing. I mean, I remember the first group that bought a Silver Eagle was the Happy Goodman family.
I remember that.
Oh, they ordered it from Belgium.
Uh-huh.
And they were the first group, and it had a specially painted and everything. They had, I think it was what I would call a purple. I'm sure it had some kind of angelic name, you know.
I hope it wasn't the Purple Haze.
Wouldn't have been that.
No.
But at any rate, they ordered that bus from Belgium, and I can't remember what it cost, but it was a mere fraction of what they would cost now. But they were selling so many records, doing so good, and a friend that sang it with us, Truman and Russell Sims, that helped us with one of our things. He was their producer, so they were selling more records than you could haul out with a cart. There ain't no two ways about it.
Somebody just walked in, looked like Jim Satterwhite.
I tell you, I call him Dr. James Satterwhite.
Dr. James?
Yeah, he's got hey, can you help me with my cold? I'm croaking and throat hurts. And
Just get some.
Don't croak. Don't croak before the show's over, is all I can say.
Yeah, I got to stay alive. Yeah, we got a good time here and want to keep rocking. But.
And you guys are both carrying guitars. And Avon Lane was on. Did you hear him yesterday?
I did, and I'll have to go back and listen. Can I do that?
Yeah, you can pull it up on WGNSradio.com and go to a podcast, and it'll tell the show, Truman Shows, all that's in there. And he was really admonishing me because I was saying that he played the bass guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this is not a guitar. Actually,
he's something else, ain't he?
Well, he was saying that I was demeaning the instrument that he plays because I was calling it a guitar.
What, he wanted you to call it a doghouse?
No, he wanted to call it a fiddle.
Oh, a bass fiddle. Well, excuse me, Mr. Lane.
Well, I even tried to go to. Well, he'll let you call it a cello.
We're talking about Avon, right?
Yeah.
James knows all our folks.
I don't know.
He went to school here and everything. Go on, James. You talk a while.
James, you are from here.
Oh yeah, I grew up here, and I guess I grew up in Rockvale, and uh-huh. I came here in the fifth grade.
Uh-huh.
And
Rockvale?
Good.
Salute. Okay, go
Wait
ahead.
Wait a minute. Hey, Rockvalians and Eagleville, what do you call it?
Eaglevillians.
Eaglevillians do not get along.
No,
we
they don't.
Know that there's
but
a barrier.
I went to both schools. Go ahead, James. I'll be quiet. Well, I just
we were close to Possum Trot, so it was okay. So we
oh,
share
yeah, that. Yeah, yeah. I've been lost many times over Possum Trot.
Oh, man.
And you went to school at Central.
Yeah, Central High School and Hobgood and Central High School and MTSU. I didn't know there was any other colleges other than MTSU.
Are there? Well, there is. In Knoxville. I'll let you know there is one over there.
I grew up riding my skateboard down to the dormitories, you know, and all that stuff when
oh,
I was just
goodness.
A kid, you know.
what was your class?
Well, I graduated several times, so uh-huh. it's hard to say.
No, top in Central.
Central was 70.
Class of 70.
He's
that was a great
him.
Year.
Yeah.
That was the best football team that ever was in the state of Tennessee, the class of 1970 at Central. They were unreal. And you grew up in how did you end up over at Central?
My mother's family was from Rockvale.
Mm-hmm.
And so they decided to move into Murfreesboro. They were working in Murfreesboro, my mm-hmm. mom and dad. And so we just bought a house and we're on Minerva Drive, and that's where I grew up.
Well, what made you pick up a guitar?
I wanted to be a Beatle.
A Beatle?
That's
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
I loved that music, and I couldn't afford a music stand, so I set the Golden Beatles book up on the windowsill, and I sit there on the edge of my bed. I'd play every day till 10 o'clock, and then my parents would tell me I had to quit playing, so uh-huh. I quit playing at 10.
Now, the Beatles first started in about 63, 64,
yeah,
something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And I never will forget the very first time I ever heard them, I was in the service. And we were a bunch of guys, and we were riding around together, and we heard this song. And I said, who in the world is that? And I did not have an idea that they were just going to explode the way they did. It's unreal how the right tune for the right time just spirals you upward to success. It's unbelievable.
And they had an incredible manager producer too. Both they played chords that we'd never heard of. I mean, I'm just being honest, man.
Oh yeah.
And then they'd do those vocal changes. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh my God, you know. And old country boys would call them, you know, what kind of some? They're playing one of them off chords. That's what they call them. They're playing an off chord.
But I wonder if Tom Parker was managing them under disguise.
Boy, I bet you. He would have loved to have been managing them under disguise. The Beatles made some.
In my lifetime, there's been two phenomenal singing, either person or groups, and that mm-hmm. was Presley and the Beatles. Yeah. Ain't nothing else has come close to them, I don't think.
Never.
There have been some that have sung as well, I think, and maybe in some cases, maybe sung better. But it's just the way that it all happened.
They were supposed to be. I mean, there's no doubt about that, man. And we would sit there. It's a radio, and I'd listen, and as soon as you heard one of their songs, it was like electrifying. You go, oh,
yeah,
my God.
So exciting.
I would rush right down the street to the music shop, which used to be on Vine.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rush down the street in 50 cents or a dollar, whatever it was,
right.
And I'd buy that record immediately, and I'd say, I got to have it. If they didn't have it, it'd just frustrate me. I had to have every record they put out. They were just that good.
The 33 and a 45?
45.
Yeah. Have you still got any 45s?
I got rid of all of them like an idiot. I took them down to Nashville and sold all my albums.
What's the name of the little shop in Eagleville where they've got all of those old records?
Oh, that's Buh Ralston's. I call him Buh. Hey, Buh.
At Ralston's, it's right on the main drag in Eagleville, and you can go in there, and he will actually play those songs
yes.
for you. And I can remember some of my favorites when I was a kid. Teresa Brewer and some of those. I don't know if you guys probably don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He would play those, and it was just like I went back 40, 50 years in time. It was unbelievable. And when you picked up your guitar, and this has been some time ago, did you ever think about maybe going into the media business and getting involved in entertainment at that time? Yeah, I mean, you were talking about it.
I was really lucky. I started playing real young, about 14, and, mm-hmm. and every time I picked up my guitar and started playing for people, they handed me some money.
Did you have any formal training, or did you just did it on your own?
Well, I had I'm trying to remember her name now. There was one lady here in town that take you through the Blue Mail Bay book, mm-hmm. and I went through it with her, mm-hmm. and that was it. You know, there wasn't any training other than picking stuff off records, and if I found somebody that knew a song I didn't know, I'd go over to their house and introduce yes. myself and say, hey, I heard that you know how to play this song. I'd learn it from her.
Did you read music?
A little bit, yeah, just as much as I could learn, but that was later on. I actually finished a degree in music later on.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, no. In guitar performance and voice performance.
How long would it say an old man like me, mm-hmm. and I've always wanted to play a musical instrument, how long would it take me to learn to play where I could just get by?
Oh, sure, it can happen pretty fast if you're willing to put a little time in.
He teaches trim.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, excellent. Yeah.
I had a funny teaching story. That's what I do for a living. I mm-hmm. teach at Nashville School of the Arts.
And where at?
It's over near Trevecca, off Murfreesboro Road. There
TPS.
Yeah, where a TPS school was.
It's yeah. What's the address of your business?
1250 Foster Avenue.
1250 Foster yeah. Avenue. And you teach guitar?
It's a high school student, so you come there and they can come and audition to get into the school.
Oh, really?
Really, like a magnet school. Very, very, very interesting place. Very
nice. Oh, man, that's a great business.
I got a funny teaching story. It was a dentist here in town. It's my dentist. And I went in to get, I'd just come off the road or something. I had a little money to get my tooth filled. And mm-hmm. he said, well, James, you need to get your bite adjusted. I said, well, I can't really afford that. And he said, well, don't worry about it. And I said, well, okay. So we went ahead and adjusted my bite. And he said, well, that'd be $145. I said, well, I've only bought $45 for the tooth for the field. He said, well, we'll have to trade it out in guitar lessons. So that's how I started.
Oh, you got sucked
lessons.
In, didn't you?
And I found out I was good at it, you know.
Who was the dentist?
I can't remember. He was over on Breedable Pike, I believe, a corner of Breedable Pike and Mercury.
Jim Bishop.
Right a bit. That sounds familiar.
You can't pull one on him.
No. That's Marietta's husband.
Is it?
Well, now, yeah. I tell you, it's a good thing because I'm making my living with it, you know. He knew me better than I knew myself.
And that is what you do, is teach that. I can't think of anything that would be more enjoyable for somebody that enjoys playing like you do and to teach young kids how to be successful with that.
Yeah, and Larry Pinkerton got me teaching his story. I used to have it right here on the square.
Oh, I remember that.
Larry's a great guitarist as well.
Yeah,
what
of
a
course
great
he
guy.
Is, yeah.
But somebody that has an ear, I have a great ear for music. My problem is I've never tried or never spent any time trying to play an instrument. I got a friend, Ray Troop, who lives he's a doctor over in Warren County, and he's been trying to get me to learn how to play the violin. But I don't think that...
The violin is a very short scale, so it's unforgiving.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have the frets, and I play violin as well, but, you know, it's a lot harder to deal with the violin than the guitar. The guitar fits the size hands of a man really well,
uh-huh.
and you got the frets as a guide, so it's really... pretty accessible.
Well, I'm sitting there watching. How many actual keys and chords do you have on a guitar that you play?
Well, there'll be 12 coming up to here, and then just 12 start again, because there's only 12 keys. So
uh-huh.
you got from here to here, these double dots.
Mm-hmm. And when you play, do you actually read, and do you teach them to read and play, or you try to get them to be more where it's just natural without?
Well, in music, the ear is always king.
Mm-hmm.
Ear is always king, and rhythm's right. always the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I had a good friend, Chad. You know, I said, you know, I read, but I don't read well enough to mess up my playing. You know,
mm-hmm.
and playing's on the right side of the brain. That kind of thinking,
mm-hmm.
and then your reading really comes from the left side of the brain. So you can analyze things to help you, but really the playing comes from the right side of the brain, and that's where the artistry is.
So they don't really conflict when you're playing, but say. Somebody comes up and says, we're going to be playing in the chord of C or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they start singing, it's not in the chord of C that they need to be in.
Yeah.
The musicians in this area are the best in the world when it comes to guitar.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. Guitar, banjo, anything like that.
Yeah.
How in the world, is it just natural the way you guys adjust to that? Because I never almost ever hear any conflict when it's going on that way.
No, you just get better and better at it. The more you do it, the better you get at it. Of course, you work at it. You know, like mm-hmm. When I first moved to Nashville trying to make a living at it, I listened to every radio station, and I played every song that was on every radio station, every style.
Wow.
Every style. And that would make it so that I was ready for whatever came up.
That's, you know, I wish that I had started earlier. And we're going to, Brian again has interrupted me, so we're going to have to take a quick break. And but we'll be right back with you. And we're going to hear some good music, folks. And we got two of the best guitarists and singers that you're going to be listening to.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
If you play youth football, we've got the best deals in town. This is Scott with a reminder to all Mustang, Blue Raider, and City League youth football players to come in for the name brand pants, helmets, pads, and more at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original issue. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service on Broad Street across from Advance Auto.
Hello, this is Jim Bryan at First Bank.
And I'm Chuck Lewis. First Bank presents Good Neighbor Events, news of what our local schools, churches, and community groups are doing.
You know, on hot days, fans and air conditioners do save lives. And if you have an elderly loved one or friend who's alone, check on them on these hot days. Be sure that they're okay. And if they need a fan or an air conditioner, you need to get in touch with Dwight Ogleton at the Cool Aid Program. His number is 818-2459. Perhaps you'd like to donate some money to purchase a fan or an air conditioner for a needy person. Make a check out to the Cool Aid Program and take it by First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. Once again, Dwight Ogleton's phone number is 818-2459. Like to remind you that this coming Tuesday, Middle Tennessee Medical Center's health screening is going to be over at the Scales Elementary School. Now, this is for health screenings for persons age 18 plus, and it includes free lab work for your blood, checking your heart, liver, kidney functions. It also tests cholesterol, glucose, iron, sodium, and potassium. You need to drink plenty of water and fast 10 to 12 hours prior to the lab work. But if you're a diabetic, do not fast. Keep that in mind. For more information about Tuesday's health screening at the Scales Elementary School, contact Kathy Farrell at 631-7739. And the National Night Out Against Crime is Tuesday night. It all starts at 5 o'clock. It'll be over at the Patterson Community Center at SportsCom over on January Street at Oakland's Historic House Museum and also the Barfield Park and Rogers Park. And for our listeners in the Laverne area, it's at the Veterans Memorial Park starting at 6 o'clock Tuesday night. Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by First Bank.
Hi, I'm Dr. Patrick Showalter.
And I'm Dr. Chad Jackson. Did you know that Middle Tennessee Medical Center is home to the Da Vinci Surgical Robot and that we are the first surgeons to use the robot in Rutherford County?
When faced with prostate cancer, the Da Vinci Robot makes surgery an excellent option.
It allows for quicker recovery, less blood loss, and studies suggest it may be the most effective, least invasive treatment option for improving cancer outcomes.
For more information or to find a Da Vinci Robot certified physician, visit mtmc.org.
WeatherEye.
A blend of clouds and some sunshine develops this afternoon with showers and storms, high and low 90. Heat Embassy Bayou as high as 98. Tonight, chance of showers and storms. I'm WGNS meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 90.
Emissions testing, brakes, check engine lights.
Todd's Complete Auto Care.
Oil changing, tune-ups, transmission.
Todd's Complete Auto Care.
Everything in between.
Todd's Complete Auto Care.
We're on Southeast Broad across from the Discovery Center.
Todd's Complete Auto Care.
Can't see me.
He knows Rutherford County, and he knows the people of Rutherford County. Truman Jones, here on WGNS, AM and FM.
You're leading, guys.
Are we ready?
That was terrible.
Thank you.
You guys are professionals. Just want to let you know that part of the show, and it may be over with after today.
Oh, here we go.
At Home Care, 237 Castlewood Drive, Suite H. And that's right behind Kroger's on Memorial Boulevard. And you can reach them at 713-4639 or check them out on the internet at www.athomecaretennessee.com. Com, and that's Melissa Warren's business, and she started this as kind of a way to take care of some wrongs that go in today's society. When people get older, they're no longer able to take care of themselves, and they're moved out of their homes, and really all they need is just a little push and some help taking care of errands such as laundry, personal needs, light housekeeping, transportation to appointments, grocery shopping, meal preparation, medication reminders, and many other things. And Melissa has gone in and started a business, and she's now giving people the ability to take care of themselves at home with some assistance. And this is kind of a calling for Melissa. I had her on my show last week, and she really is interested in taking care of the people who have unfortunate circumstances happen to them or as they have gotten older. And her offices, like I said before, is over at 237 Castlewood Drive, Suite H. That's behind Kroger's on Memorial Boulevard. And that is 24/7. So give her a call, and I know that there's people out there that needs her service. All right, guys, we're talking about music, but I really haven't heard anything yet. I've heard a little bit of noise, heard a little bit of kind of practicing.
Yeah. Just like the chatty, say tuning.
All right. What are we going to hear? First of all, I want to hear, where do you guys play?
Oh, we're playing tonight. Go ahead, James.
The Hotel Preston, it's at 732 Briley Parkway. There were 40 Preston. Crosses Briley Parkway.
Uh-huh. Like you go in Opryland.
You know, okay, you turn right off of the interstate. Go down Briley Parkway.
It's right there, right as you get off the 40.
That's the first exit.
Well, that's on Interstate 40. You can't come 24 and turn at Briley. Yeah. And if you get off the exit at Interstate 40.
Well, everybody right here will go 24.
Yeah, they'll go 24. Yeah. Go to Briley and go by Avco and all those, you know, like you're going to Opryland, just like you used to go to Opryland. And before you cross over you can tell I'm old folks, Opryland. Uh-huh. Before you cross over the Interstate 40, it's right there on your left. It's real easy to see. They got a big billboard and stuff out there.
Well, that used to be something else.
There was a Days Inn, and there was something else before that.
Maybe even an IHOP or something. Yeah. I can't write it.
It's a cool little lounge.
So what kind of comedy? What kind of setting are you guys in?
Well, this is it's a lounge with a nice dance floor. Very laid back, cool. They got food. And
great meals.
No cover charge. Yeah, it's really nice.
Great meals and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have a cage in front of you where it blocks the bottles when they come.
The chicken wire, we usually take it down
chicken
and put
wire,
it back
that's what
up.
It is.
That's right,
yeah.
After we're through, yeah.
Yeah.
He hits me with it.
Oh, I love the Blues Brothers. Hey.
Stand by your man.
All right.
That was James.
Wait a minute.
What time do you guys start, and how long does it go?
8 to 12.
Hey, 4 hours.
4 hours of good old picking and grinning from two boys from Rutherford County.
That would be a great place to go and spend the evening. It really would. Now, how often are you there?
We're usually there about once a month. We're going to be there, I think, the last Friday of August. And then we're going to do a Thursday, a blues. They have a blues night on a Thursday. We're going to do a Thursday and a Friday in September.
In September.
I'm not sure which one it is.
Well, y'all be sure and let me know the dates on there. And if you got any other, I hate to sound professional, but gigs?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're working every weekend. The only thing is most of them are private parties. We do a lot of the national dance clubs, Dance with the Stars folks.
Oh, wow.
And we do a lot of that stuff. And, of course, you got to come take some dance lessons to do most of those things. But so we do one in Bellmead, one in Hendersonville, one in Brentwood.
Wow.
And
incredible dancers.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it's big fun. We do a lot of that. And then Crescent Moon Talent books us on a lot of wedding receptions, conventions, and that kind of thing. And, of course, they're private, too. So right now, the Hotel Preston, we also play American Legion Post 82 in Englewood. We play it about once a month. That gives us another place to play where people can actually come out and hear us.
Do you play approximately the same songs, or are you just kind of vary a lot from place to place?
We got about 600-700 songs.
Oh, my goodness.
So the main thing is just trying to remember them, you know, because we have so many of them, you know. So, but we cover a lot of styles.
Got a lot of great musicians, too. Eric's an incredible drummer, and Doc Martin, who lives in Rutherford County, doesn't he?
Right, he sure
right
does,
on the edge of it.
Yeah.
He's an incredible musician, just
keyboard,
piano, keyboard, sax, anything. Yeah, I mean, he's in really, really. It's a good group. Good group to play with. I feel very honored to be a part of it, and I'm enjoying it big time.
So. We got Alan Hatcher. You know, sings.
Oh yeah, from Smyrna.
I mean, a real soul man. I mean, he's cuffing the cloth. You know, he's when we put these two soul guys together, man, John and Alan, it's a big time.
I love singing with Alan. Alan come over to the house the other night, and we sat there and went through the book, started picking out some songs. And you can't, close to the same age. Mm-hmm. You can't hardly pull nothing on him that he don't know. I mean, he's just that, he's an incredible singer and entertainer. And he live in Smyrna, so you got Rutherford County folks here.
I tell you what, musicians are the most fun people in the world to be around. And you know, we've had Jimmy C. Newman, and I just absolutely love him to death. You know, a good friend.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, he's such a good sport, and he's willing to do anything, and absolutely enjoys himself. And when he was on the last time, unfortunately, after that, Gary Petty, you knew Gary, and he was one of the people who was very instrumental in starting music around in here.
He's an incredible guy. He wrote the backliners on our. We had a. Now this is not an. We're thinking tomatoes here, but our group was called Homegrown. We're thinking tomatoes here, people. Now, but he wrote the backliners on our album for that. It'll always be even more special now. We had a really good group, but that was a good group too. We had two Hall of Famers in that group.
Play a couple of songs for me.
All right. Can you see that? Can you see?
Yeah, we're good.
We'll do it. Creepy singing. I just realized I can't hit the notes right now that I can usually hit.
Your voice is as gravelly right now as I've ever heard it.
Yeah, I've sung a lot of R&B and blues and stuff in the last 7, 8, 10 years, it'll put a little edge in there, and I like it. I kind of like that gravelly.
Is R&B is that harder to sing than just your normal country western?
I actually learned R&B, rock and roll, from people like Jimmy Reed, and that's where I learned that stuff, man, listening to Muddy Waters and Jimmy Reed, and a lot of these people, and Lightnin' Hopkins. There's so many good, incredible black musicians in the day. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, carry on. R&B, that was my thing. Jimmy Reed would sit on that. They'd say he'd come in and his wife would sit behind him, and she'd sing with him because he couldn't read. Mm-hmm. Boy, what a What a monster he was. He was an incredible, incredible musician. You can hear her singing a little bit behind him.
Yeah.
It's like background, but he was an incredible. He would do a Big Boss Man. And
What it interesting that Tennessee, the state of Tennessee, back when I was young, had the two genres of music that's pretty much spanned everywhere. Yeah. And one was country western. And of course, rock also started basically in Tennessee around the Memphis area.
Memphis is
And then R&B was in Memphis. And you think of rhythm and blues, you cannot think of rhythm and blues without thinking about Memphis. And it's amazing how much talent has come from in the borders of this state.
And James, one thing we've got to do, we got to go play Beale Street sometime. If we don't do it but one time.
You've never played Beale Street?
Never played Beale Street, and I want to play there so bad. Man, I want to go to Memphis. So any of you folks out there need a good group, call BR549. That's right. And
you're copying that number from somebody.
Ask Miss Ellie to hook you up. All right.
I know what you want to do in Memphis. You want to go over there and eat those ribs, those dry ribs.
Son. Oh, don't even. I love ribs. And I'm trying to lay off of pork for a while just to see if it helps with my health, and then there you go. I see how you are. I can eat beef ribs.
You got plenty of barbecue sauce on it, it's okay.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. I thought pork ribs was healthier for you than beef ribs.
Well, I go to the doctor and get those good announcements, you know, and so I'm just trying to help myself drink more water and stuff.
Yeah. Have you ever been where they cook the ribs so good?
Oh, God.
Back in that little hole back in there. It is unbelievable.
I'm telling you, man, there's good barbecue ribs here in town.
Oh, yeah, there are.
We got a lot of great places you can go eat. And
what was the name of that place out in Woodbury Road that you'd go out and had that they make that good barbecue right there? I can't think of it.
Are you talking about Pope's?
Pope Taylor, yeah. Old Pope. We used to go out there and get that barbecue. Oh, it was so good.
All right. Had a big old time out there.
Yeah, actually, you go by there, people would come from everywhere. Yeah.
To get that barbecue. And you drive by and roll your window down and go, here you go. I'm going to take you way back. Remember when they made homemade bread right down here?
Yeah.
And you'd roll your windows down so you could smell the homemade bread. Of course, you had your windows down anyway. There wasn't no air conditioner.
Yeah.
You had your windows down anyway. Oh, can you smell that bread? Just when you got the Salem Pipe.
You remember old Sally Ann Bread Company was down there off of around the West Main area.
Yeah.
And I worked there when I was 11 or call it work. I rode around with my Uncle Stanley McNabb. And on his route, and he would sell to all the stores that in this area, probably about a 100 miles square. And it was one of the best things in the world to get up real early in the morning, go into that bakery, and smell that. The aroma would just absolutely grab you and just lead you back there to wherever they were cooking. And I always thought, man, it'd be great to work in here.
Yeah.
Of course, I'd be 400 pounds by now.
There was just something about driving by there. That was one of the big things about. Now this is going to sound crazy. That was a great part of coming to Murfreesboro.
Oh yeah,
because you could smell that bread, and then you could go down to Shacklett's and get you some ice cream on a cone.
And you got to go to the Prince's Theater if you come to town.
The Prince's Theater. Oh, yeah. You had to. Yeah. I burnt my hand on there many times trying to get warm. You know, back in the. But I'm telling you, the Princess was there, and then Eagleville even had a theater, but I can't remember the name of it.
Now, I do not remember a theater in Eagleville, but I'm sure there was one, because Eagleville was thriving back then.
Was it the Roxy? I'm not sure.
The Roxy was on the square here.
Yeah, that's right, but there was one in Eagleville. It's Crosland Supply bought it for storage, and it was right next to the other Puckett's Grocery. It was right next to it. Is right next to when it was.
It was in between Puckett's Grocery and where Crosland Supply is.
Yes,
at that time.
And it was right there, and it was. And then they later turned it into a skating rink. You know.
Now that was an indoor theater, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was.
I don't know why that escaped me.
Please, somebody help me with the name of that.
Because I've been going there for many, many years, and I can't remember.
Well, I remember it well. Yeah, it was a theater, and they had a little hotel over there too, over the top of it. I think there was a little. Hotel right built, I believe, on the top of it.
And that's on 41A.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
Yeah. I mean, you used to go down there. There was another little grocery store down from Puckett's.
Yeah, Marshall's.
Marshall's. That's where I bought my comic books when I was growing up. Yeah, that's
Helen
important.
Marshall.
I loved her to death.
Oh, my goodness.
One of our, her and Ms. Winrow, Ms. Winrow at Rockvale, she was my right-hand lady.
Yeah.
She'd listen to that scanner all the time. If we needed some info, she'd call. Hey, Johnny.
But what was the center of Eagleville where everybody would go at night?
Oh, at night would have been the Dairy Dip.
The Dairy Dip.
Yeah.
Or we call it the Dairy Bar, but the Dairy Dip. Yeah. But it seemed like before games, after games, we're talking about basketball games and things like that, whenever everybody would have a meeting, it would be at the Dairy Bar because that was the center of town.
Yeah. And we had one in Kirkland, too, that closed down. Do you remember that one?
I didn't go to Kirkland. That was over in Williamson County.
Oh.
I kept my money over here in Rutherford County.
Anyway,
I'm sorry.
They had one in Kirkland. Well, I did, too. But if I was only in the town needing a milkshake, I ain't going to. I'm going to give them a little business. I think you could get an ice cream cone, big ice cream cone, for like a dime.
Oh, yeah, it was a good start.
A big ice cream cone, a big one.
But, you know, except for, you know, circumstances that cannot and haven't been able to be helped, Eagleville right now would be a major metropolitan area. There's no doubt in my mind. And it's going to come. It's going to explode. It's just a matter of getting some ingredients in there that need to be put there.
Yeah, and it has been for years. We'll just say we're praying for y'all to do that.
Yeah,
so
I tell you what, they all are working hard toward that. Yeah, I know last time I talked to Sam, that is right at the top of his priority to make sure that they get that taken care of. But you look at, you're so close to all these other cities, and actually centered in there, mm-hmm. and you have all the structures are there. It's not too far from 840, and you got the main drag there, and I hope I live long enough to see that town become successful because it's such a great city and they have so many great people over there.
Oh yeah, I went to school there and went to church there and graduated a little before James did. 19.
Did you graduate?
And I graduated from MTSU in 78. I waited a few years, but I graduated in 78.
Oh, I thought you went to the junior samples.
BR 549.
How is your voice? Could you do, you don't have to do it, but you know which song I like for you to sing better than any other. Is your voice up to it?
Truman, can I do that one next time? Because my high notes are gone.
Yeah.
I sounded like a Janet trying to get out of the barn squalling a while ago, I'm telling you. It was a little rough. But James sings. Well, let him sing one.
What do you want to sing, Jane? What is your favorite song?
Oh, Lord, no. That would be.
I don't know that one.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot, cuz.
No. I was just thinking one that we know together. Let's do Pretty Woman. That might be nice.
All right.
I'll harmonize a little bit today. We'll send this out for all the pretty women out there.
Oh, he's smoother than silk, ain't he?
That's all of them.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, kind of like to meet pretty woman. Well, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one can look as good as you. Mercy.
All pink.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? That pretty woman, I couldn't help but see. As can be, I'm lonely just like me.
Oh, look out.
Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, talk a while. Pretty woman, give you a smile. I love you. I hear you sing. Oh, pretty baby. dead tonight. What do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
I love the sunglasses, God. Man.
Is he
sounds like the big R.O.
I'm telling you.
Always loved his
phone story. Lines lighting up already. Women he's single to. Look at all that.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with you.
A vehicle you buy from Stan McNabb Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, and Stan McNabb Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, and Tullahoma, and Stan McNabb Ford in Lewisburg, and a vehicle you buy from another dealer may look alike, have the same equipment, be priced the same, but the truth is they are very different. Only the new or pre-owned vehicles from Stan McNabb has the oil change and tires for life at no additional charge. Save hundreds, even thousands, with their oil change and tires for life when you purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle from Stan McNabb. Buy with confidence at Stan McNabb. Learn more at stanmcnabb.com. See dealer for complete details.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Guardian has over 125 years combined experience in security, fire, camera systems, and access control for your home and business. Contact Guardian at 459-1040 at mygss.com.
Guardian, we help you keep your guard up.
459-1040.
What's it worth? Bring one of your favorite or treasured pieces of jewelry to an appraisal event at Adams Place Independent Living Sunday, August 7th from 2:30 to 5:30. Greg Tidwell, registered gemologist with Bell Jewelers, will share his expertise to give you an idea of the value of your piece. The event is free, but please RSVP before August 4th by calling 904-7100. Join us for this bright, shiny, and fun afternoon at Adams Place Sunday, August 7th. That's 904-7100.
He knows Rutherford County's past, and his wisdom can give good insight into our future. It's the Truman Show. Here again, Truman Jones.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Reed said, like this, you got me riding, you got me hiding, you got me run, hide, hide, run any way you want to let it go. You got me doing what you want me, baby, why you wanna let it go? I'm going up, I'm going down, I'm going up, down, down, up, anywhere you wanna let it run. You got me doing what you want me, baby, why you wanna let it go? We almost played twins.
There you go. I mean, I think you've got it.
We sounded like the Allman Brothers there.
Stay on songs like that tonight, big boy.
I'll be hurting if I don't. You got me running.
Nah, I mean, that's perfect. I mean, Jimmy, if you can keep your voice gravelly like it is now, there's some great songs out there that are waiting on you.
There's artists that have made a fortune by having gravelly voice. It ain't never helped me none.
And one of them is a female. You remember? Kim Carnes.
I loved her.
Yeah, Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
Janis Joplin, man. The first time I heard Janis Joplin, I would have swore. I thought, God, that man's got a high voice. How in the heck is he singing like that? It was Janis. Yeah. It was Janis, man.
I never would listen to her. I'm sorry.
I loved her. And
that was back in the what I call the hippie days. And
yeah, well, I was a hippie. I went over to Truman's one time. James, this is no kidding. I went over and knocked on his door. And some neighbor called and said, there's some hippie over there trying to get into a house.
And I flew over there. I said, somebody's trying to break in my house. And it was John.
It was me.
Bless his heart. But you guys, I mean, you had a dress for the part. You all had long hair. James, they would put on the best shows back then, back when he was with the Four Guys. It wasn't just music. It was just complete entertainment. But they could keep you rolling in the aisles. And you had such a connection with all the audiences back then. And it's such a tragedy that you guys are not. And I know you've lost one. He's gone on.
Brent passed from cancer.
To lose that is it's bad. But I'm glad to see you back. I'm glad to see you back entertaining. And I'm glad you got somebody like James to
put up with.
To put up with.
Nobody else would. So he's exactly homeboy. Right. He better be nice. I know who he used to go with. So I'm going.
Oh, wait a minute. Now. We can't talk about that.
We ain't going
now.
There. All right.
I used to hear John. I mean, from the time I was growing up. I mean, you know, it was we all knew he was going to be a star.
Yeah.
When I found out there in Rockville, Eagleville, and I'd listen to him sing with his family and. You know, to be working with him now. I mean, although this is a number of years later.
Oh, we're still teenagers.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I grew up listening to him, too. All right. This has been a great show, guys.
We've enjoyed it, love you, buddy.
I love you, too. I wish you well in your music. I know that you're going to be great wherever you go. And if anybody's looking for some great entertainment, what's the name of your band?
Nash Tones.
Nash Tones.
We got a website and everything. Pictures on it.
I think it would do better if you call it Murphy Tones. But if you guys want to stick with Nash Tones, that's fine. And we'll see you guys next week at 2:00.